But once again, we'd say welcome aboard. It's good to be with you at this time, Brother Mon, speaking our program here called A Fisherman's 5-Minute Look at the Book. We've been at the book of Genesis chapter 6, 7, 8. This time we'll be talking about, for the next couple of days, we're talking about God's boat. God, the original naval architect, the designer of a vessel. Yeah, I like the analogy between we think about what the ark was to Noah, Jesus Christ is to us today. And it's so simple, even the very smallest child can grasp it if his heart is affected by the Lord. We've seen in our text the reason for the making of the ark. Why did God tell Noah? Let me see if I can just read the passage here. And he says here, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shall thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. He said, make thee an ark of gopher. Why? Make thee an ark of gopher. But why? Why? It says, because man had corrupted his way upon the earth. Verse 12. It says, the end of all flesh is come before me. It says in verse 5, and God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Why did God have Noah to build the ark? Because God was going to destroy the world. But yet he couldn't destroy his own children. So we have Noah. Noah is protected because God told him to build the ark. And of course, not only Noah, but God's going to preserve the seed as far as his creation is concerned. We've seen yesterday that the people that came into that ark were the only people that were saved. The people that came into that ark were those that was drawn in there by God, welcomed in there by the Lord. Were there other people that wanted inside the ark? Yeah, but it was too late. See, they couldn't bring their sin inside that ark. As far as today is concerned, we think about who are those who respond to the gospel. My friend, those whom God's Holy Spirit has dealt with. John chapter 12 and verse 32, and if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. When we lift up Christ and say that Jesus Christ, his death and his burial and his resurrection, and his shed blood there on Calvary, there's something about that that draws men to the cross, draws men to salvation. Can it be rejected? Why, of course, such. Was it rejected in Noah's day? Yes, the majority rejected. Only 8 souls went into that ark when there was probably thousands and thousands of men, women, boys, and girls. So they say, today the same thing is true. We think about rejecting. Yeah, people say something like this. Well, you have your religion, I have mine. Something else about that ark, there was only one entrance. And I'll be dogmatic about this today. Only one entrance? Yeah. It says in chapter 6 and verse 16, it says, and a door, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third story shalt thou make it. A door in the side of the ark. A door. One door. Now, I tell you, I've seen many a boat. And as far as the boats and the vessels, I've seen they have many doors. But as far as this ark is concerned, only one door. If I could get everyone that listens to the sound of my voice now, understanding that there's only one door. What that ark was to Noah, salvation is to us today. And as far as salvation is concerned, there's only one way. People say, well, you have your way and I have what? My way. My friend, there is only one day, only one door. In fact, Jesus put it this way. John chapter 10 and verse 9. Jesus said, I am the door. If any man shall enter in, he shall be saved. My friend, if you refuse that door, choose some other way. It's just the water of judgment. In fact, the fire of judgment for you. Jesus is that door. I talk to so many people and they certainly misunderstand. They say, well, you have your way, I have mine. You know, I'm a Methodist door, Presbyterian door, Church of Christ door, Lutheran, Baptist door, Episcopal door, Catholic door, Muslim door. Are we all going to the same place? I'm sorry, my friend. There's not doors, plural. There's only one door. And then you say, well, you're very narrow-minded. That's because of what I find in this book. What I find about Noah, and as far as this ark is concerned, only the people that went through that door were saved. All others drowned, no matter what they thought. One door and only one, and yet its sides are two. I'm on the inside. On which side of you are you? It's so clear. Salvation is through Jesus Christ. I must trust what Jesus Christ did on the cross to provide eternal forgiveness and salvation for my soul. I'm glad I'm on God's ark of salvation in and through Jesus Christ. Until tomorrow, Fisher Munn saying goodbye.